Gotcha.
Right, so page 93, the recommendations are to note the progress made to date. Gerald, I know you had some questions, didn't you, from the original introduction?
On 3.2.
Yep.
It says in the recommended time of the council plan, planning vision, did we go out to tender or whatever you call it to several companies? Were many companies interested? Were these the only ones?
In late 2016, we put out an advert, invited proposals from the market generally. We do know that there are probably only...
There's obviously not that many people.
No, there's three or four that could have potentially been interested.
Sure.
And of that three or four, we received two proposals. One couldn't be taken forward because they made some incorrect assumptions about what was being offered. They assumed that burials would be included and they weren't. But that's a reasonable response when you're looking at three to four. So if we had potentially 10 interested partners, then we would probably expect the response of three or four. So it's usually about 25-50%. So getting one viable.
Yeah. So in a way, you're fortunate. You're that we won, I suppose. Yeah. Bearing in mind the narrowness of the market, as it were. Yeah. Thank you.
Any more questions?
No.
Are happy with the recommendations?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Right, agenda item. Anthony, do you want to do the same thing? Do you want to do a brief introduction, then we'll go into part two and then back into part one?
Yep.
And you've got 14 minutes and 50 seconds.
Happy to do that, Chair.
you don't need to use all of it.
I'll certainly try not to. The meat of the report is in the part two, but by way of introduction, members will be aware that in the capital programme, there is £3 million allocated to housing investment. So officers have been looking at potential options for that. We, at the time we commissioned the outline business case, we were working on the assumption that we needed to fairly swiftly turn capital into revenue streams. As our consultant was working on the outline business case, the goalposts moved somewhat because the waste contract came in. And we made significant waste revenue savings there, as everyone will know, and therefore the revenue pressure is not quite the same as it was. So the starting point for the outline business case was looking at a buy-to-let model, because that was the quickest way to generate income. When we look at it in part two, you will see that the margins are not sufficiently attractive to proceed with that. That's the recommendation from the consultant and from officers. The reasons are set out in 8.1 and 8.2, and we can look at them in more detail in the part two report. But essentially, for a number of reasons, the margins just aren't there. Therefore, the proposal is that £3 million allocation is used differently. There's a couple of different options that are set out within the report. One is that we potentially let and convert and let existing assets, and there's two named in the report. The alternative, would be to pursue potential development options, either on our own or potentially in partnership with others. The advantage of development, if we can get it to stack up, and each site would need to be looked at on a case-by-case basis with individual business cases, but the advantage is it might give us a bit of flexibility. We could develop and retain ownership for letting, or we could develop and sell for a capital receipt, or we could do a combination of the both. But as 8.4 says, in order to do any of that, we would need to establish a trading company. So the Cabinet Subcommittee considered this report, and perhaps if we want to consider the part two report, then when we come back into part one, I'll tell you what the resolutions of the subcommittee were. If that is all right with you, Chair.
Yep, so you have it for us. So you want to go into part two now. Are we happy to go into part two?
Yep.
Yeah.
Think of the big cake you can eat tomorrow down here, up and down.